It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Back again. She's back. Tell her friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Welcome back, everybody. This is Joe Burrow's new single.
Wow, what is up with his hair, dude? It's always something.
He bleached
with
it,
him, huh? I know, but
he's very look at me.
Very look at me. Like, he doesn't have the long hair like Trevor Lawrence, but every offseason we're talking about this guy's hair.
He's got something going on. He's a show pony, dude.
Show
pony. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
It's okay. He does look like that's his thing. It's his thing now.
He's a real Slim Shady now.
Yep.
What do they got going on over there at Big Ten Media Day? Sounds like they got some meetings have begun.
Right now, Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck is speaking to the masses. Nope, he just ended.
Oh, well, there goes P.J.
He's gone. He's done.
He's been there for a while.
Yeah. Well, the Gophers.
Interesting.
Not getting to you, though, Leroy, until last. Michigan goes last. Save the champ for last.
Yep.
We'll most likely be off air at that point, right?
I don't know.
Okay, if possible, can you?
I haven't seen any Michigan representatives over here or nothing.
Oh, they're chilling then. If you get a chance, yell out, "Why were you crying last year?" I just really mean that. I just didn't respect that at all. He didn't.
It was emotional. It was emotional.
This is for you, Coach Harbaugh. I love these guys.
Hey, you know, bro, it's amazing.
He was suspended for cheating.
You know how you say you never know when your opportunity comes in life?
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that was his opportunity to show he can run that team?
Yep. Crazy. Did you guys see what happened yesterday with the UCLA coach?
No, what happened?
Kind of like froze on the stage.
What? Like,
yeah.
Like Joe Biden or like what do you, is he okay?
I guess he's fine. I think he's fine.
This is rough. Just like froze on the stage.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get the video for you. But it was crazy. He was like, he wasn't moving.
Okay.
I think he didn't want to talk.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. Freezes. Bombs introduced. So is this like a Deshaun Foster?
Okay. Is he like waiting for questions? Or,
see, this is, well, I remember him actually when he played for the Panthers.
Yeah, he's young. He's like, but he gets up there yesterday, and I don't know. Yeah, he's just not a big talker. I think it just got awkward for him.
Somebody said elevator went up and it got caught between floors.
Here was the clip of it yesterday, but it was weird.
This is strange.
Welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in LA.
What?
It's us and USC.
Oh my goodness. Please.
We,
oh, the crash and burn.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
What?
Any questions?
In a second.
What the hell did he?
Can I tell you?
He lost.
What happened? I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Yeah.
He thought in his mind with the things he was gonna say would last longer.
Yeah. Hey.
And when it lasted like 3 seconds, he was like, "Damn."
That happens. I'm not gonna lie. That definitely happens.
No, it does. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I asked to speak at certain things. They say, take 15 minutes. And I'm up there thinking, oh, I'm going to go through this like it's nothing, right?
Yeah.
And I'll do stuff and go on, no, 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 no. Take a gander at my clock and it's been 3 minutes. I'm like,
that's yeah. It's a little intimidating, too. If you've never done this, it's his first job. Like, look, I'll give you guys a shot at the stage. Like,
right.
It's a big stage. Like, if you don't, but here's, if you're here's not used the other to that. Thing, though.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
Oh.
And I would say this. It just might not be his environment, because you know he had to talk and sound convincing to get that job.
For sure.
Right? And so from that standpoint,
I mean, he was in a Super Bowl, dude. He had to do Super Bowl media day.
Can I tell you the most awkward I've ever been in a speaking situation?
Yeah.
Right? And Tobin remembers this. We all had to sit in a room and parade in front of sales like strippers and tell them about ourselves. Now, in no way, shape, or form in my life have I had to go in front of somebody and tell them what I did earlier in my life. Ever.
Yeah.
And so it was an uncomfortable situation that I almost went up there in anger, right? Because the whole point of sales is to sell every angle that you have about your talent. And the fact that I had to go tell them about what I've done in my life, I was, to be honest with you, didn't have much to say because I was pissed off about it. And so that's the most uncomfortable that I have ever been, speaking in front of a group of people, even though I knew everybody. It just seemed like damn near demeaning.
He did seem kind of pissed, though. He did seem kind of like they had agreed someone else would talk, and then last second they're like, "Deshaun, get up there." And he's like, "Me? You want me to do it?"
I think it's one of those things like, listen, this PJ Fleck was going on forever. Chatty. I don't even know what he was saying, but I know he was up there forever. I'm like, that had to be a record.
Exactly, Dave. Exactly, Dave. So that's exactly what I was thinking.
Ziggles.
Oh, that was the most awkward meeting.
That was the day we almost got fired.
Yeah, either fired or assassinated.
Oh my goodness. It was the worst.
KGB Woo. Was going to come after us.
Oh my goodness. Like, and first of all, just know, like, the kind of show that we've done, we do it everywhere we go. So if we just out in the hallway messing around, we doing something stupid, right? So everything gives us a chuckle. And we sitting in this very serious meeting, people coming down from New York and from Philly, and they're talking, and the lady said, "Does everybody know how to use the Googles?" And I looked at Beast. Beast looked at Tobin. I looked at Tobin, and I was going,
because we were on opposite corners of a conference table.
Right. And I'm sitting like right next to the lady, and I'm like, "Oh God, we're going to get fired." And I'm like, we can't do this. We can't do this. We cannot go to the, no. And it's not a matter of us not taking it serious, but it's just our normal, silly nature that we're listening to things like we do on our show every day. If you screw up saying something, excuse me, right?
On LA.
That's not a good look though. Like at a certain point, like as a player, if your coach is yelling at you, like do you how long before you fire back and say, shut up before I make you talk in public? Like this is crazy. Like it's supposed to be your leader, dude.
But here, that's the difference between coaching college kids and coaching pros.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I can imagine Leroy would have something to say about that.
Karen is referring to him as the reverse McDaniel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much
he started off with a bang, then he realized.
You can see where the script ran out.
Yeah.
He started doing geography. You know, we're there, USC's there, population of over 5 million. You know, like, what are you doing, dude?
I know. We're with USC. Like, certain things, like, you could tell he ran out of stuff to say when he said, we're in L.A. Yes, University of Los Angeles. Right? University of California, Los Angeles. Like, I would hope you're not in San Diego. Right? I felt bad for him because I know what that feels like. Right?
I felt bad for him, too.
Awkward, just awkward.
Hey, it worked out for Sirianni. Sirianni had a really weird first press conference. He made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, like, that's what I always say. And Tobin, you hear me say this all the time about players. Like, people get on players for how they talk or what they say. And I'm like, not everybody is a good public speaker. Like, just because you play football don't mean you can talk. And so you have people who are very uncomfortable with it. The classic is Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
The dude wore a helmet because he was just so shy. And nobody gives you a pass for that. They take every word you say, every word. And I'm like, man, it's tough. I feel bad for guys. Some guys are talkers. Some guys know how to handle themselves in front of a mic. Other guys don't. They just want to play football. And we don't give any of them a pass.
We'll take a quick break here on the show. We are live from Big Ten Media Day. It's the Orange Bowl, Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Back with more for this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Misfits Boxing is coming to the James L. Knight Center in Miami on August 10th. And we'll give away a pair of tickets this hour as the event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. Keep listening to our show for details on how you can win. Updates from Miami Dolphins training camp, Leroy. Tua Tagovailoa. No throws today. Did not work out. Stayed on the sidelines. Did not have any action today. From the Miami Herald. Tua, in the midst of contract negotiations with the team, did not participate in on-field work during Thursday's practice. He stood on the sideline listening to the coach's communication in his headset. That was the extent of his participation in day two. So there you go. Yesterday, he did 7-on-7s. Today, he did no on 7s and no on 11s. Just listened.
He did warm-up.
He did warm-up.
Pretty soon, he's like, hey, keep going. I'm going to stop doing warm-ups.
Yep. Crazy. He's going to keep just every day. There's less. Every day I come here, the hold-in gets less and less.
Here we go.
What?
If he don't want to play football for $23 million, F him.
Man. All right.
I don't know. Like, I'm not necessarily the biggest Tua fan, but after hearing the amount of other situations that are as similar as his, and, you know, people are getting compensated or people are doing, are causing more of a stink, I don't blame Tua. I really don't. I mean,
I think he should have done more of a stink.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you kind of like, you either do the stink or you don't. I feel like exactly. Now it's kind of weird. Like, are you doing it? Are you not? I thought, you know, it's weird. It's strange. This is strange.
I love the way, here is how fans are. This is the perfect fan. I could care less about his contract or Tyreek 2K. Or first in passing yards. Stats are for losers. Beat Mahomes. Simple.
What? Simple.
So
beat him.
So,
only one guy active in the league has done it in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Do it.
So, I have a question. So you don't think Josh Allen's worth his money? Josh Allen has beaten him. How about Lamar Jackson? Right? So according to you, the only guy that can beat him is retired and Tom Brady.
I think everybody's annoyed by Patrick Mahomes.
Or Joe Burrow.
You want to know some good news, though?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Cam Smith. Remember I told you last hour?
Oh, stop.
Got to show me something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Miami Herald says cornerback Cam Smith sacked Mike White in 7-on-7 drills.
Whoa!
Wait.
That's a sack, baby! Off the edge. Corner.
Say that again.
Cash that in, baby.
Oh, okay.
Then I want you to break it down.
Maybe he didn't hear you.
Yeah, maybe he didn't hear me because I said
maybe Cam Smith.
You know, you guys didn't hear this in the way in, but I said I want Cam Smith. He got to show me something. And when I said show me something, I'm not there, but I want to read that he showed somebody something from the Miami Herald. Cornerback Cam Smith, sacked Mike White. In 7-on-7 drills.
Now, what's the important part of that?
Sacked Mike White.
Yeah, for sure. I'd
sacked,
say that.
Dude.
Yeah. 7-on-7. There were no damn linemen.
Well, you know, you can only beat who you can beat.
Wait.
You can only beat who you can beat.
Are you giving him a sack?
Yeah.
When nobody's pass protecting.
Oh, yeah.
You know how ridiculous you sound.
No, dude. I mean, you know, he
nobody's
I think they
blocking.
Know who to count.
You got to earn
it.
We know
who to. Blocking.
He earned it.
Nobody's blocking.
Element of surprise.
I mean, you can get a sack on 7-on-7.
I don't know, dude.
Plus,
you got to show me something. You got to start somewhere.
It's hot
what
outside.
What do you mean?
He's fighting the elements.
I'm not doing this. You guys are just ridiculous.
That's good, though. It's a step in the right direction, though, right, Leroy?
It was a step in the right direction to the quarterback.
I would hope he could get a sack if nobody blocks him. Because there's nobody blocking on him.
Nobody else is getting sacks. He's racking them up.
Oh, my goodness.
He's up there. He's leading the league. Or he's leading the team right now.
The fact that that was even reported.
What?
Is why I get so angry during camp.
Wow.
And Steven, I almost cussed. Right? Do you see what he put? If he counted seven Mississippis, then the sack is valid.
That's true.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
He's right, dude.
Oh, for sure.
He's right, dude.
No, hey, guess how many Mississippis you get in the pass game? 3.
Yeah, at a certain point, they had to switch it to man. One man, two man.
All I needed, I just needed to see something. It doesn't need to be the biggest thing. He just needed to show me something.
Dude, can
something.
I just tell you, you have hit an all-new low. You have hit an all
How about this?
What did he see? Right now. He's rubbing his hands.
Woo!
All new
seems
a sack. Hold on. 7-on-7
Pretty good.
Seems a like sack we had a
7-on-7
Got another one for you.
Yeah.
All right.
What you got? One eye maybe from here.
From the great Omar Kelly.
Oh yeah, he doesn't lie.
We had ourselves a little rookie
showdown,
dude.
Yeah.
And he says,
"Wait, let me set the tone."
Rookie showdown.
So there's no pads, right?
No, there's pads. There's no pads. Not even shoulder pads.
Not even shoulder pads.
They're in the same gear they were on for OTAs. Go.
Cup maybe.
Rookie left tackle, Patrick Paul.
Patty Paul.
Held Chop Robinson in an attempt to protect Skylar Thompson.
Oh.
Chop Robinson had to cheat. He had to cheat to get him.
Or maybe Paul was cheating.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Paul held him, so he had to cheat.
Look at
Want to know why?
Yep.
Chop Robinson set the edge.
Look at that. Oh,
too fast, dude.
Hey, that's what you want to hear. That is what you want to hear. Rookie showdown.
Rookie showdown, dude.
They got no pads. Woo-hoo! How could they do all that, Leroy? That's going to translate to the game. Sunday.
You know, some of the best football I ever played was going on the field and not worrying about getting hit.
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
But in a mano battle, Leroy, you would agree.
Yep.
Like, if he's already cheating without the pads on, the only game person you're cheating is cheating yourself. The
only person you're cheating is cheating yourself. Can't cheat the game. Can't do it.
It's tag team now.
Chop.
You guys are tag team in it.
Chop. Whoa, that's how we clap for him.
Really? Yeah.
That's good. I like that. You got it right now.
You look like you go break into a Latin dance.
Yes. We've gotten two different game ops. When Storm Duck gets a pick, and quack, 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 quack. And then now we have chop. I like it. This is good.
I'm so happy Camp is back, dude.
Camp. Football.
This is exciting. Rookie showdowns.
Cam Smith.
You want some more? You want some more observations?
You got more?
No, I don't.
Come on. One more? Leroy. Just one more.
Come on. Just for the people.
Come on, man. Do it for the boys.
I got to make it a good one, though. Let me just.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have one, Tino? Come on.
I have many, but he's only let me use one, so I want to.
Yeah, that's right. I got to find
one. Oh, okay.
Good updates. Okay. Good updates.
All right. Ready?
Yo. Let me hear
from Omar Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
The defensive line owned the offensive line in the trench battle of the first 11-on-11 period.
Look at that.
In one sequence, Mike White had the entire defensive line in his face before he threw the ball 3 seconds after he likely would have been sacked.
3 seconds after.
Wow. You know what it sounds like to me, dude? This is 2-0 Bob and Weave versus Mike McDaniel. He needs his quarterback back.
Or they need pads.
Well, I mean, you know, you can only win what you can win.
You know how? Listen, here's what happens this time of year. The defensive line coach is yelling at his guys, "Get off the ball!" Now with no pads and you trying to block those behemoths, it's a bit difficult. So there's a lot of that with no pads. I promise you, it won't look like that when they put pads on.
Well,
which is why this is stupid.
Don't say stupid.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Oh wow, Tua's got the hoodie on. No helmet either.
Wow, he's not even listening anymore.
Man, wow. Ball cap. He's just got the ball cap on today, dude.
Frosty. It's getting frosty over there. It is getting frosty over there. A
little icy.
Will the deal get done?
I don't know. Does he have an iPad on? Or an iPod on his arm? Was he listening to tunes?
Can I tell you, iPods are making a comeback. If you guys,
you know, dude, I've seen that. It was weird. I was in when I was on vacation. I saw a lady. She had like the mini iPod.
Yeah,
that she like clipped on her. Yeah, the shuffle.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that one too. The little clip on, right? He changed colors.
Yeah,
that was good days, man. iPods are coming back. So if you have them, hold on to them.
Why are they making a comeback?
You know, kids these days. It just out of nowhere, the retro items would just make a comeback. But be careful, because what they're doing is they're taking the old iPods, they're painting them cute little colors, and then they're charging you $500 for them. And it's like,
interesting.
What are we doing here? Yeah.
Well, we'll take a break. Play a little Goosey's No Goosey's next.
Come on, the trenches, Leroy, the trenches!
Let's shake our tail feathers, ladies and gentlemen. It's Goosey's No Goosey's. We're here. I'm in Indianapolis, thankfully, for the last day.
Do they have good food by any chance? Do they even have?
I will say,
yeah,
dude, shout out to Javi.
Oh, all right.
On Instagram, he recommended a place last night.
Oh, yeah, he told me. You sent me a picture. I'm going to try to find a place that.
Yeah, it's called The Eagle.
The Eagle. And oh, the Eagle.
It was really good. Really, really good fried chicken.
Oh, okay. So, no, that's good.
Hey, they give you a little honey pot, like Winnie the Pooh.
Next week when I come in, I will find that beer and bring it to you.
Oh, the strawberry beer. Yeah, I had a strawberry beer cider too, Marcos. That was really good.
Damn. Okay. So that's good at the very least. I've been to Arizona before, Flagstaff or something like that, and it was very nice people. Very nice people, but God, that food was horrible. The best food I had was like Papa John's, which was crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've gone to a couple places that have been decent. I went to a pizza place that was good.
Nice.
Not the first night. That was awful. I found a couple of decent places yesterday.
At 1 a.m, you can get lobster mac and cheese like we did on
right.
the strip.
It's not. It ain't Vegas, dude. It ain't Vegas. Meanwhile, Tua, we'll get back into this at the top of the hour, but Tua today did not participate. Here's a couple of screenshots. This is from WPBF, but you can see Tua. He is just chilling. Tua.
Nothing says I ain't doing bleep today except hands in pockets, dude.
Hands in pockets.
And then he goes with his iPod. That's crazy. That is interesting. I am doing.
Well, he's wearing a lot of teal, isn't he?
A hoodie.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Although I would wonder for him, why does he need the red non-contact shirts?
Yeah. I think we get it, dude. I think the hands in the pockets is good enough indication.
Oh, man. All right. What do you got, Marcos, for Goosey's No Goosey's today?
All righty then, gentlemen. Let's get started with hearing from one of the Dolphins' premier players on the defensive side of the ball, Mr. Jalen Ramsey.
Ramsey.
As we know, for a good portion of his career when he was in Jacksonville, a lot of the times he was tasked with shadowing the team's best wide receiver, which could be boring sometimes because they're just not going to throw to wherever the hell Jalen Ramsey is. So this is Ramsey saying that moving makes him a better, more engaged player. Here is the Dolphins cornerback.
Well, it allows me to showcase all of my skill set, all of my abilities. It allows teams not to always be able to dictate where I am. It allows me to be more involved in the game and the game plan. Not get bored out there on the field. And I think it opens up a lot of opportunities and plays for other people as well when I get to be versatile and do different things.
I get the Goosey's, man. Like, if you have one of your best players excited on defense and more engaged, I think that's nothing but a good thing.
Yeah.
Goosey's.
Makes sense. Leroy, what about you?
I got the Goosey's. Here's the interesting concept.
Goosey's.
Right? Use your best players to the best of their abilities. Okay? That's why Tyreek is Tyreek.
That's why Jalen is Jalen. Jalen Waddle is Jalen Waddle. That's why Tua is Tua. Tua's strengths are getting rid of the ball quickly and accuracy, right? So all the routes that all these guys run are based on that, right? Why are, like, there's two schools of thought. There's certain coaches that come in and say, I want to look at all my talent, and I want my talent to do to flourish on the field. I want to, because if every player on the field is doing the best that they can and doing what they do best, we have a better chance to win. And there's other coaches that come in and say, my system works. We're going to fit guys into my system and blah, 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 blah. Right? I don't know why in today's sports that we don't have guys doing what they do best. Right? And Jalen Waddle's always been that guy. I'm going to lock your guy down. I'm going to lock your number one guy down. That's where I flourish. That's what I do. So, I got the gooses seeing Jalen Ramsey do what Jalen Ramsey does.
Gooses.
He ain't here to play zone corner. You ain't paying him all that money because he's going to drop back and play thirds or quarters. You got him on this team because he's one of the best cover guys in the league, and he can lock people down.
What about you, Frog Boy?
I definitely have the gooses. Because, like he said, your best player on defense, you're going to want to be able to use him the most versatile ways you can, especially when you got the sack master, Cam Smith, coming off the edge.
Ooh,
boom, baby! Sack, 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 sack.
Sack, 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 sack.
Do you know how rare corners blitz?
They'll never see it coming. I agree, Leroy.
Well, we don't know. Like, it's the bob and weave, you know?
Yeah, that's
He comes different. With tsunamis.
That's different. You remember the last time Brian Flores was running that defense? Brandon Jones had a hell of a season blitzing from that safety position. Just got to switch it up, dude.
He's just, when he crunches the ice, he's reached anger. Top disgust.
Really just anger.
What else you got for gooses, no gooses?
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Hey, can I tell you something about him?
Please.
Love him, dude. Yeah, he's the best.
Love that guy. Never, never wanted to trade him. Love that guy.
Never, dude.
Jaime Jaquez, recently in Spain, España, playing pickleball with Boban. Little pickleball action?
Wow.
Oh!
Now, question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never mind.
All right.
What do you mean, never mind?
So I guess it's their two girlfriends or whatever?
I believe that's Mrs. Bobby, and I believe that's Jaime Jaquez's girlfriend.
Nice.
Is he there? He's I didn't know Boban was Spanish, is he?
From Ethiopia? He's not.
He is Serbian, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
Boban.
They're doing something like with the Players Association, like, you know, okay. International Basketball Outreach.
You can put two Mrs. Bobans on top of each other just to give him a kiss.
Yeah, that's right.
He is very, very gigantic.
I'm surprised he's able to play pickleball. Like, I feel like pickleball paddle would be too small.
He can barely run in basketball.
No, that's the benefit of pickleball, the fact that you don't have to be running as much as tennis. I think there's a thing called the kitchen. I just always hear people say that.
What?
I don't know. It's a part of the court, I think. But you can just stay in the kitchen all day, apparently, if you're tall.
I've always wanted Boban on the Heat.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Just for vibes.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
You know, Boban plays like 12 minutes a game.
Doesn't matter. Just makes the fans happy.
Yeah, and that is true. No matter where Boban plays, when Boban goes in the game, everybody get excited.
Yeah, dude.
Most beloved man.
I love Boban. I mean, we don't have room for him because we just have all these players. But, you know, I just wish one day we could do a Boban season. That would be fun.
You can tell Robbie visits here well. Steven, is that Boban squeeze?
I don't know. Is a wife a squeeze?
I guess so.
I don't know. What is? We got to find out now.
Silly Sauce says Tobin would start calling him Bobby. I believe he is. Isn't he Toby and Bobby? Him and Tobias Harris when they're best friends. It was Toby and Bobby show.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Now, where's Tobias Harris now?
He is in Detroit.
Right.
Okay.
Oof.
Where good players go to die.
Oh, man.
That team.
But I do really enjoy the Goldfish commercials where Tobias Harris gets so mad because he asked for a handful.
Rip the bag.
Oh, man. What else? Do you have the Goosies? I have the Goosies. Look at Jaime having fun.
Yeah, come on.
Goosies.
Leroy Goosies? Please. No Goosies.
I do. I mean, I like seeing, you know, guys enjoy their off season and do other things and stuff like that. And our man Jaime been living it up, huh?
Modeling, yeah, he has.
All over playing a little basketball, go drop 29, 23, then go back to what he was doing. Yeah.
Wow.
Happy for Jaime. What about you, Marcos?
By the way, a squeeze is a girl or a guy who is not one's girlfriend, but often has relations with that person anyway. So
we call that a side chick.
Well, you know, the sentence they use as an example
is, we call it sneaky link.
She's not my girl. She's just a squeeze.
Sneaky link?
Sneaky link? Yeah. Sneaky link? That's what the kids say.
Yeah.
Anyways, my Goosies are definitely there because I love Boban. Number three.
Goosies. Love Boban.
The Marlins.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, come on.
Kind of rolling
right now. They won a series. That's one of the rare things.
They're playing right now.
Marlins. Winning a series against the AL East, leading Orioles, top of the division, but not for the Marlins. Does that give you Goosies?
No, because I feel like I'm just rooting for trade value. Like, you know, Tanner Scott's been unhittable.
Yeah.
No, you know,
damn.
That, I guess
it's a terrible spot to be in with this team because they have played themselves out of it to the point where if they turn it around, the people that helped them turn it around are trade bait.
Yeah.
Right? No goosies. And they're playing right now.
Dan Day and Vlad are at the game.
They love a little afternoon baseball.
That's their favorite, dude. Noon baseball is their jam.
I used to love it too. I had season tickets to the Indians, and I would go to more noon games than anything because you can get in, get out.
Yep, in and out, dude. I love a Marlins game. Shake our tail feathers, ladies and gentlemen. It's Goosies, no Goosies. We're here. I'm in Indianapolis, thankfully, for the last day.
Do they have good food by any chance? Do they even have?
I will say,
yeah,
dude. Shout out to Javi.
Oh, all right.
On Instagram, he recommended a place last night.
Oh yeah, he told me. You sent me a picture. I'm gonna try to find a place that.
It's called The Eagle.
The Eagle. And the Eagle.
It was really good. Really, really good fried chicken.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Hey, they give you a little honey pot, like Winnie the Pooh.
Next week when I come in, I will find that beer and bring it to you.
Oh, the strawberry beer. Yeah, I had a strawberry beer cider too, Marcos. That was really good.
Damn. Okay. So that's good at the very least. I've been to Arizona before, Flagstaff or something like that, and it was very nice people. Very nice people, but God, that food was horrible. The best food I had was like Papa John's, which was crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've gone to a couple places that have been decent. I went to a pizza place that was good.
Nice.
Not the first night. That was awful. I found a couple of decent places yesterday.
At 1 a.m, you can get lobster mac and cheese like we did on
right.
the strip.
It's not. It ain't Vegas, dude. It ain't Vegas. Meanwhile, Tua, we'll get back into this at the top of the hour, but Tua today did not participate. Here's a couple of screenshots. This is from WPBF, but you can see Tua. He is
Oh, wow.
Just chilling. Ball cap Tua.
Nothing says I am doing bleep today except hands in pockets, dude.
And hands in the pockets. In
pockets. And there he goes with his iPod. That's crazy. That is interesting. I am doing.
Well, he's wearing a lot of teal, isn't he?
A lot of teal. A hoodie. Yeah. That's interesting.
Why? Although, I would wonder for him, why does he need the red non-contact shirts?
Yeah. I think we get it, dude. I think the hands in the pockets is good enough indication.
Oh, man. All right. What do you got, Marcos, for Goosey's No Goosey's today?
All righty then, gentlemen. Let's get started with hearing from one of the Dolphins' premier players on the defensive side of the ball, Mr. Jalen Ramsey.
Ramsey.
As we know, for a good portion of his career when he was in Jacksonville, a lot of the times he was tasked with shadowing the team's best wide receiver, which could be boring sometimes because they're just not going to throw to wherever the hell Jalen Ramsey is. So this is Ramsey saying that moving makes him a better, more engaged player. Here is the Dolphins cornerback.
Well, it allows me to showcase all of my skill set, all of my abilities. It allows teams not to always be able to dictate where I am. It allows me to be more involved in the game and the game plan, not get bored out there on the field. And, I think it opens up a lot of opportunities and plays for other people as well when I get to be versatile and do different things.
I get the goosies, man. Like, if you have one of your best players excited on defense and more engaged, I think that's nothing but a good thing.
Yeah.
Goosies.
Makes sense. Leroy, what about you?
I got the goosies. Here's the interesting concept.
Goosies.
Right? Use your best players to the best of their abilities. Okay? That's why Tyreek is Tyreek. That's why Jalen is Jalen. Jalen Waddle is Jalen Waddle. That's why Tua is Tua. Tua's strengths are getting rid of the ball quickly and accuracy, right? So all the routes that all these guys run are based on that, right? Why are, like, there's two schools of thought. There's certain coaches that come in and say, I want to look at all my talent, and I want my talent to do, to flourish on the field. I want to, because if every player on the field is doing the best that they can and doing what they do best, we have a better chance to win. And there's other coaches that come in and say, my system works. We're going to fit guys into my system and blah, 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 blah. Right? I don't know why in today's sports that we don't have guys doing what they do best. Right? And Jalen Waddle's always been that guy. I'm going to lock your guy down. I'm going to lock your number one guy down. That's where I flourish. That's what I do. So, I got the gooses seeing Jalen Ramsey do what Jalen Ramsey does.
Goosies.
He ain't here to play zone corner. You ain't pay him all that money because he's going to drop back and play thirds or quarters. You got him on this team because he's one of the best cover guys in the league, and he can lock people down.
What about you, Frog Boy?
I definitely have the goosies. Because, like he said, your best player on defense, you're going to want to be able to use him the most versatile ways you can, especially when you got the sack master, Cam Smith, coming off the edge.
Ooh-wee.
Boom, baby! Sack, 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 sack.
Sack, 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 sack.
Do you know how rare corners blitz?
They'll never see it coming. I agree, Leroy.
Well, we don't know. Like, it's the bob and weave, you know?
Yeah, that's
He comes different. With tsunamis.
That's different. You remember the last time Brian Flores was running that defense? Brandon Jones had a hell of a season blitzing from that safety position. Just got to switch it up, dude.
He's just, when he crunches the ice, he's reached anger. Top disgust.
Really just anger.
What else you got for Goosies, No Goosies?
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Hey, can I tell you something about him?
Please.
Love him, dude. He's the best.
Love that guy. Never wanted to trade him. Love that guy.
Never, dude.
Jaime Jaquez, recently in Spain, España, playing pickleball with Boban. Little pickleball action?
Wow.
Now, question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never mind.
All right.
What do you mean, never mind?
So I guess there's their two girlfriends or whatever?
I believe that's Mrs. Bobie, and I believe that's Jaime Jaquez's girlfriend.
Nice.
Is he... I didn't know Boban was Spanish, is he?
From Ethiopia? He's not.
He is Serbian, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
Boban.
They're doing something like with the Players Association, like, you know, okay. International Basketball Outreach.
You can put two Mrs. Bobans on top of each other just to give them a kiss.
That's right.
Very, very gigantic.
I'm surprised he's able to play pickleball. Like, I feel like pickleball paddle would be too small.
He can barely run in basketball.
No, that's the benefit of pickleball. The fact that you don't have to be running as much as tennis. I think there's a thing called the kitchen. I just always hear people say that.
What?
I don't know. It's a part of the court, I think. But you can just stay in the kitchen all day, apparently, if you're tall.
I've always wanted Boban on the Heat.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Just for vibes.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
You know, Boban plays like 12 minutes a game.
Doesn't matter. Just makes the fans happy.
Yeah, and that is true. No matter where Boban plays, when Boban goes in the game, everybody get excited.
Yeah, dude.
Most beloved.
I love Boban. I mean, we don't have room for him because we just have all these players. But, you know, I just wish one day we could do a Boban season. That would be fun.
You could tell Robbie visits here well. Steven, is that Boban squeeze?
I don't know. Is a wife a squeeze?
I guess so.
I don't know. What is? We got to find out now.
Silly Sauce says Tobin would start calling him Bobby. I believe he is. Isn't he Toby and Bobby? Him and Tobias Harris when they're best friends. It was Toby and Bobby show.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Now, where's Tobias Harris now?
He is in Detroit.
Right.
Okay.
Oof.
Where good players go to die.
Oh man,
that team.
I really enjoy the Goldfish commercials where Tobias Harris gets so mad because he asked for a handful.
Rip the bag.
Oh man, what else? Do you have the Goosies? I have the Goosies. Look at Jaime having fun.
Yeah, come on,
Goosies.
Leroy Goosies, please. No Goosies.
I do. I mean, I like seeing, you know, guys enjoy their off season and do other things and stuff like that. And our man Jaime been living it up, huh?
Modeling, yeah, he has.
All over playing a little basketball, go drop 29, 23, then go back to what he was doing. Yeah.
Wow.
Happy for Jaime. What about you, Marcos?
By the way, a squeeze is a girl or a guy who is not one's girlfriend, but often has relations with that person anyway. So
we call that a side chick.
Well, you know, the sentence they use as an example
is... We call it sneaky link.
She's not my girl. She's just a squeeze.
Is it called sneaky link?
Sneaky link? Yeah.
Sneaky link?
That's what the kids say.
Yeah.
Anyways, my Goosies are definitely there because I love Boban. Number three.
Goosies. Love Boban.
The Marlins.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, come on.
Kind of rolling
right now. They won a series. That's one of the rare things.
They're playing right now.
Marlins. Winning a series against the AL East, leading Orioles, top of the division, but not for the Marlins. Does that give you Goosies?
No, because I feel like I'm just rooting for trade value. Like, you know, Tanner Scott's been unhittable.
Yeah.
No, you know.
Damn.
That,
I guess
it's after, a terrible, I mean, it's a terrible spot to be in with this team because they have played themselves out of it to the point where if they turn it around, the people that helped them turn it around are trade bait.
Yeah.
Right? No Goosies. And they're playing right now. They're playing
Dan Day and Vlad are at the game. I saw
they
really. I saw
they love a little afternoon baseball.
That's their favorite, dude. Noon baseball is their jam.
I used to love it too. I had season tickets to the Indians, and I would go to more noon games than anything because you can get in, get out.
Yep, in and out, dude. I love a Marlins game. You get in and out. Easy. I mean, many of them are like that, but you know what I mean. Easier drive out of Miami if it's one. All right, give us. But I'm kind of with Leroy. No gooses. Marcus, you got the gooses?
Nah, it's okay. Like you said, yeah, too little, too late, too.
No gooses.
All right. Got time for one more?
Yeah, give us one more.
What about the bob and weave defense dominating day two?
Huh? Wow.
Gooses,
dude.
Let's go.
Gooses.
I don't know. I don't necessarily have to ask Leroy, but Leroy, come on. What are you
back
thinking,
to reality. So. 5-0 in the third.
Oh.
I do not have the gooses.
What?
Oh.
Because it's day two and nobody has a mouthpiece in.
No Kendall Fuller, Calais Campbell today.
I need to see
Kendall Fuller.
Some kind of game, right? Some kind of scrimmage, some kind of practice with pads on to get a better idea of how good these guys are going to be.
But let's be honest. Even if I got excited about pads on, you'd be like, "Well, do it in a preseason," and then you'd be like, "Oh, it's preseason." Like, you're gonna move the goalposts. I mean, you're not gonna let me be excited about it.
Am I right?
I'm not gonna move the goalposts. But here's the reality:
you're a goalpost mover.
There's a big difference in practice and practicing in pads, and not being tackled, not being cut, not being, you know, hit. You're just thud. And so while I'm still going to say the same thing, right, I think you'll get a better indication of what the offensive line is doing and how they can operate and who can block and who can't when they get on pads and do drills that are closer to football. So, yeah.
So
that is gooses, no gooses. I have the gooses.
It don't take much for you to get goosed up. Don't take much.
I mean, come on, man. The bob and weave defense, Leroy. Come on. Look at that. Cam Smith. Here he comes.
You gave this defense that nickname, and now we got to live with it.
Did you ask the Nike guy what he thought of Swedish Swish?
No, I didn't.
No. I forgot. That's what I'm going to bring you.
What?
I'm going to bring you a six-pack and some Swisher Sweets.
Love it.
Nah.
Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.